75, evangelism. One of the critical roles of strong product leaders, especially in medium to large size companies, is evangelism. Evangelism in this context means marketing to your own organization. For example, product marketing, marketing, and sales. In this case, you are not trying to get people to buy. You are instead trying to persuade them that this is going to be very important and something they should care about and contribute to making a reality. There are many techniques to help communicate the value of what you're proposing to your product teams, executives, key stakeholders, and investors. Here are my top 10 techniques. 1. Use prototypes. For so many people, PowerPoint presentations just don't cut it. Show them a prototype. It will probably need to be a high-fidelity prototype, which means that it would look realistic, even though it's just a mirage. This is probably the single most effective technique for persuasion of a product idea. 2. Share the pain. Show the customer pain you are addressing. You can share quotes or even put together a video montage. This is also why I love to bring developers or executives along to user testing. For so many people, they just have to hear the customer's words and witness their pain themselves to get it. 3. Share the vision. People don't just want to know what you're doing today. They want to know where you are heading. The product vision shows where you hope to be in 3 to 10 years. 4. Share the learnings. As discussed earlier, when your teams are doing product discovery work every week, you will have significant learnings and insights from the data and from users and customers on a fairly frequent basis. Share these learnings, not just the things that went well, but share the problems too. Give your audience the information they need to help come up with the solution. 5. Share credit generously. Make sure the team, the executives, and the key stakeholders view the product as their product, not just your product. On the other hand, when things don't go well, step forward and take responsibility for the miss and show the people you're learning from the mistakes as well. They'll respect you for it. 6. Learn how to give a great demo. Especially for your executives and your stakeholders, we're not trying to teach them how to operate the product, and we're not trying to test whether they could use the product. We are trying to show them the value. A demo is not training, and it's not a test. It's a form of sales. Get good at it. 7. Do your homework. Your team, your executives, and your stakeholders will all be much more likely to follow you if they believe you know what you're talking about. Be an expert on your users and customers, your data, your business, and your market. 8. Be genuinely excited. If you're not excited about your products, you should probably fix that, either by changing what you work on or changing your role. 9. Learn to show some enthusiasm. Assuming you're genuinely excited, it's amazing to me how many product leaders are so bad and/or so uncomfortable at showing enthusiasm. This matters. Absolutely be sincere, but let people see you're genuinely excited. Enthusiasm really is contagious. 10. Spend time with the product teams. If you're not spending face time with every product manager, product designer, and developer on your team, then they can't see the enthusiasm in your eyes. Spending a few minutes with every last person on the product team pays off big in their level of motivation. It's worth your time. Note that evangelism can never really stop. As soon as you do, things will start to go sideways. Executives will get cold feet. Your engineers will start claiming they don't know why they're working on something. It's remarkable how quickly this happens if you think people have already heard this stuff and it's no longer needed. Experienced product leaders know that you can never evangelize too much. You can change up the technique, vary the customers you cite as examples, and keep updating the prototype, but evangelism needs to be a constant. chapter